The dollar hit its highest since November because rate hike bets attract foreign capital. The dollar index climbed to its highest level since November 2025 as markets priced in a greater chance of Federal Reserve rate hikes. When the Fed signals tighter policy, foreign capital flows toward dollar-denominated assets, pushing the currency up. The simple version. The dollar index reached its highest point since November 2025 on June 23, 2026, driven by growing market expectations that the Federal Reserve will raise interest rates. That single move affects your mortgage rate, your grocery bill on imported goods, your savings account yield, and the purchasing power of every dollar sitting in your checking account right now. Here is the basic chain. When traders expect the Fed to raise rates, U.S. interest rates look more attractive compared to rates in other countries. Foreign investors sell their own currencies to buy dollars so they can park money in higher-yielding U.S. assets. More demand for dollars pushes the dollar's value up. That is not a coincidence or a market quirk. It is a predictable mechanical relationship between interest rate expectations and currency demand, and it plays. The numbers. The current federal funds target rate range is 3.50% to 3.75%, set at the April 29, 2026 FOMC meeting and held since. Federal Reserve, https://www.federalreserve.gov. The effective federal funds rate trades within that 3.50% to 3.75% target range. Fred, https://fredsdlewis.org/series/fedfunds. The U.S. dollar index DXY tracks the dollar against a basket of six major currencies: the euro, Japanese yen, British pound, Canadian dollar, Swedish krona, and Swiss franc. The euro alone accounts for roughly 57.6% of the index weighting. Fred, https://fredsdlewis.org/series/DWEX. The Federal Reserve's main tool for signaling future rate policy is the Summary of Economic Projections, published four times per year at FOMC meetings. The most recent edition was released June 18, 2025. Federal Reserve, https://www.federalreserve.gov. Import prices in the U.S. fell 0.1% in May 2026, in part reflecting the stronger dollar reducing the cost of foreign goods priced in weaker currencies. BLS, https://www.bls.gov. Why rate hike expectations move the dollar. Currency values are not set by governments. They float based on supply and demand in global foreign exchange markets. The single biggest driver of that demand is the relative return on holding a currency. If you can earn 4.5% in a U.S. money market account versus 0.5% in a Japanese government bond, and you are a large institutional investor sitting on billions of yen, the math points towards selling yen and buying. That logic scales up to every pension fund, sovereign wealth fund, and institutional portfolio in the world. When the Federal Reserve signals it is likely to raise rates, or even just hold them higher for longer, the expected future return on dollar-denominated assets rises relative to alternatives. That triggers a wave of buying dollars. The dollar index goes up. The reverse is equally true. When the Fed signals rate cuts, the dollar often falls. Lower rates make dollar assets less attractive, capital flows elsewhere, and demand for dollars drops. This is why currency traders watch every Fed press conference and every inflation data release. They are not trying to predict the economy in a general sense. They are trying to predict the Fed's next move because that move reprices the relative attractiveness of holding dollars. One important nuance: the dollar index measures the dollar against other major currencies, not against actual purchasing power. A stronger dollar index means the dollar buys more euros or yen. It does not automatically mean your rent goes down or your salary goes further inside the U.S. Those are driven by domestic inflation, not the currency cross. The places where a strong dollar lands in your actual budget are imported goods, international travel, and any. The real cost lands on a household spending $800 a month on imported goods. A stronger dollar lowers the cost of things made abroad. That sounds good, but the effect is uneven and smaller than most people expect. Here is what it looks like on a household that spends roughly $800 a month on goods with meaningful import exposure: electronics, clothing, out-of-season produce, and a car with foreign manufactured components. Baseline monthly spend on import exposed goods, $800. A 5% dollar appreciation, holding other factors constant, could reduce import prices by roughly 3% to 4% after supply chain lags based on BLS import price data patterns. That is a savings of roughly $24 to $32 per month at current spend levels. Over 12 months at $28 average monthly savings, roughly $336 in reduced purchasing costs, assuming retailers pass the savings through, which they do not always do in full. The offset: a stronger dollar can reduce corporate earnings for U.S. multinationals, their foreign revenues convert back to fewer dollars, which can put pressure on stock prices and 401k balances over time. The savings from a stronger dollar are real but modest for most households. The bigger variable is whether retailers actually pass import cost reductions to consumers or absorb them as margin. The 2022 to 2023 inflation period showed that companies are quicker to raise prices when costs rise than they are to cut prices when costs fall. A stronger dollar is not a substitute for watching your actual spending. It is a tailwind that may or may. When the Fed hints at higher rates, global capital chases the better return in dollars, the dollar rises, and your imported goods get slightly cheaper. But slightly is doing a lot of work in that sentence. What this means: the dollar's move today is a signal about what markets expect the Fed to do, not a guarantee of what the Fed will actually do. Rate hike expectations can reverse quickly if the next inflation report comes in soft or if the labor market shows unexpected weakness. The dollar index could give back today's gains just as fast as it made them. Watching the dollar is a way of reading market sentiment on Fed policy. It is not a forecast. For most households, the practical effects of a stronger dollar are felt at the edges. Slightly lower prices on some imported goods, slightly better purchasing power on international travel, and a modest drag on U.S. multinational earnings that could ripple into broad index fund returns. None of those effects are large enough to change a financial plan. But understanding why the dollar moved today gives you a cleaner mental model of how interest rates, capital flow. What this is not: this is not a prediction of where the dollar index goes next week or next month. This is not advice on whether to buy, sell, or hold any currency, foreign asset, or currency hedged fund. This is not a recommendation about any savings account, money market fund, or fixed income product. This is not a forecast of what the Federal Reserve will actually decide at its next meeting. This is not a buy or sell signal on any stock, ETF, or asset class that move. Sources: Federal Reserve, current federal funds rate target and monetary policy statements, https://www.federalreserve.gov. Fred, Federal Reserve Bank of St. Louis, effective federal funds rate, Fed funds, https://fredsdlewis.org/series/fedfunds. Fred, Federal Reserve Bank of St. Louis, nominal broad U.S. dollar index DEETWEX was https://fredsdlewis.org/series/DEETWEX. U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics, import and export price indexes, https://www.bls.gov.